Welcome back to the Political Checklist here on the Rundown blog. I'm political editor David Challian, joined by senior correspondents Judy Woodruff and Gwen Eiffel. Judy, I will start with the minutiae of the Republican nomination process, and we'll quickly get past it. But South Carolina Republican Party has just announced their date for the primary is January 21st. This is after the Florida move on Friday. The whole process seems to be shifting up, which that's fine. People like us might have to, you know, spend Christmas and New Year's in Iowa, but
that's not fine.
But what I want to understand is, does the earlier calendar have an impact on the nomination process itself?
To some extent, it does, because those candidates that have more money, that are already organized, are going to have somewhat of a leg up. But you can't argue that it's determinative, that that's the only thing that matters, because if you're a late-arriving candidate, for example, if New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, who we're all watching to see what he's going to do in the next couple of days, if he announces or decides that soon, if he were to get in, were to come up with a great organization, get a lot of momentum behind him, presumably he could overcome, you know, that disadvantage. But I think it's a slight assistance for those candidates who have money, who organized. Mitt Romney comes to mind. But I don't think it's determinative. It's not the thing that's going to say, well, this guy wins or that guy loses.
And Gwen, does the earlier calendar, to Judy's point about Chris Christie, do you think that that might be something that can sway him out of the race?
I think it's determinative in this case. If you are not one of the first three candidates and the pace goes like this, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if you don't have a chance to catch your breath, you don't have a chance to raise more money, you don't have a chance to survive if you don't do well when you only have a few days between, or when you have to make choices about which states to compete against, to compete in. So I do think that if you're not in the very, very top tier, maybe perhaps not the top one or two, it is very hard to bounce back when things are so closely spaced.
But even if they had been later, they still would have been bunched up together
in February.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
We did see, to Gwen's point, in 2008, a very similar calendar, and it did become, on the Democratic side, a two-person race. You know, it was just the top two that could survive those quick succession of contests.
On the other hand, if you're one of those candidates who's counting on South Carolina to save you, if you haven't done well in New Hampshire and Iowa, perhaps it's a good thing.
The Washington Post had a story yesterday about Rick Perry and a piece of land for hunting that his family leased from about 1997, I think, to 2007, a 10-year period there. Oh, no, even earlier than that,
1980s.
In the 80s. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where he would take legislators and go do some hunting and backslapping and what have you, that had a racial slur on a rock as you entered this piece of land. When the Perry campaign pushed back forcefully and tried to sort of negate point by point this Washington Post story, which spoke to a lot of people about this. In the large context of the race, is this something that Rick Perry is going to have to respond to and respond to repeatedly, and actually, is this something that knocks him off his heels?
Well, I'll think for a moment about what the nature of the Perry response was. It was that his father, at the time that they were leasing the ranch in the 80s, painted over the rock, which had the N-word on it. Some people are now actually on the conservative blogs are saying this is actually not really an offensive word. There's another meaning for it, but I don't quite know how you can argue that. But either way, that the father painted over it, that someone else turned the rock around, that they understood it to be offensive, and that's why they tried to obscure it. The problem with that argument, which gets him into the more complicated than a straight pushback, is that, you know, why didn't they just move the rock? If the rock had this offensive word on it and they knew it to be offensive, just get rid of it. It's a rock, you know? That didn't happen, apparently. We haven't seen a picture of it. We're told by this Washington Post story that it still exists and is still visible. He has two choices. He can either push back and say, this is the left-wing media trying to take me down and it's an unfair shot. Everyone knows that's not who I am. Or he can say, I knew what it was, I did what I could do. It was complicated for him somewhat yesterday when the only African American running in the Republican primary, Herman Cain, went on Fox to say he found that this at the very least proved that Rick Perry was insensitive. Now, of course, a lot of folks are pushing back at Herman Cain because the deal was that he wasn't supposed to talk about race. So here we go, all over again, on the merry-go-round.
Judy, is this a problem for the Perry campaign?
It's a problem for the Perry campaign. It's a problem for Governor Perry, but not only because of, as Gwen explained, the substance of what it is and the questions it raises about him and what he did it or didn't do, but it comes on top of his weak performances in the last few debates, which I think at some point people thought, well, he has a chance to overcome this. But there have been a succession of missteps or poorly explained episodes, and I think it all adds up to questions in the minds of Republicans who are looking for a solid candidate they can get behind and know that they can count on this candidate to make the right decisions.
And it's not incidental that if he is the nominee, he'll be running against an African-American nominee on the other side. So that's
not incidental at all.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And actually gets at the heart of what Judy is saying there, which is the big debate about Rick Perry is general election electability right now. And this this story feeds into that narrative frame on him already that the Romney people are putting there, right? That can he actually win a general election, or is he too regional of a candidate?
Yeah.
And I think that this story plays into that as well.